from Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California. I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on The Field Trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk to artists and writers, actors, directors, musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area a fun and fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. My guest on today's field trip is John Brebner, and John is a legend in Bay Area and the Marin Theatre community. His theatrical background goes back to his time as a child actor in London, England. He went to King's College. He also attended the Old Vic School for Theatre, came to the United States in 1950, and he's been a fixture of the Bay Area stage ever since. And please welcome to the field trip Mr. John Brebner. And John, let me start by asking you exactly how you came to the United States.
I was a member of the drama department at Stanford University as a guest artist, so that was my introduction to California.
So you came in 1950 as a Fulbright scholar?
Correct.
And like I said, you've been a fixture of the Bay Area stage ever since.
Well, I was very fortunate because I was able to spend that summer up at Ashland in the Oregon Shakespeare Festival doing major roles in all four plays that year. And that gave me an opportunity of establishing some kind of a name as a performer in California.
And then, what, was it a decade later that you got involved with the Marin Shakespeare Festival?
That's right, yes.
And you were there for the founding of that. Was that your company?
Yes. I founded it with my wife, Anne. We opened in 1961 in the Art and Garden Center in Ross and played there for several years before we moved to Dominican College, where they designed and built a theater for us in Forest Meadows.
So did you act as well as direct?
Yes, I played Julius Caesar, Henry V, in those early years. Then I discovered the fact that I probably could concentrate on directing, which I then did, and I was unable to spend the time learning roles and performing at the same time.
So after that, or maybe it was before that, you directed your first production at the Ross Valley Players, which you've been very closely associated with. That was Anniversary Waltz that was in 1953.
That's right, yes. Well, it's probably not done at all now. It's just one of those run-of-the-mill Broadway shows that we did routinely. You know, as soon as the rights became available for amateur performance, the Ross Valley Players snapped them up, and we did the show. That was basically the system at that time.
What was Ross Valley Players like in 1953? What was the theater situation in Marin at that time?
Every small community had its own little theater group, San Anselmo, San Rafael, and Mill Valley. And it was a very lively theater environment in which people were non-competitive. They helped each other. There was a great feeling of cooperation. And out of that grew the few that are left now, Mill Valley particularly, and the Ross Valley. So they are the major companies out of a number of companies, which were quite small at that point, but very popular and very well supported in their own local communities. So it was a good environment in which to learn not only the way plays were written, but how various companies could adapt them for their own purposes, you know what I mean.
I do. Well, you went on and directed more than 25 productions for Ross Valley Players.
That's correct, yes.
Any memorable ones?
Oh, yes. They're all memorable. We did a series of summer melodramas, for example, The Gaslight, Drunkard, and others in the repertoire of classic melodramas. We did, among other things, Life Spirit, Steel Magnolias, Beyond Reasonable Doubt, The Winslow Boy. And incidentally, that got the first community theater nominee for Best All-Over Production in Bay Area Theater Circle. Got the award.
Excellent. Well, you're no stranger to awards. Just the other night, I was at the Ross Valley Players, and you were presented with their first ever Lifetime Contribution Award for your 5 decades of service. And along with that came a lifetime free pass to the theater.
Isn't that great? That's the best part about it.
Yeah. That was a wonderful evening.
Well, it was absolutely amazing. I mean, it took me completely by surprise. I had no idea. Even my wife never let on that this was going to happen. She knew all about it, apparently. But it was a total surprise and a very wonderful one because I'd been very devoted to the Ross Valley Players, not because I was fairly continuously in a position of being able to direct there, but I got to know all the people, and the more I worked with them, the more the relationships developed, and the kind of love and respect and delight that you get from theater, not merely as a director and performer, but as a member of a group of people who relish what you do in terms of audience response. And that's really the most rewarding part about it.
Well, I know that your involvement with theater runs very deep. You had a children's company for a while, or at least a company that did plays for children. Is that right?
That's right, yes. For 10 years, we did 2 shows a day, 5 days a week, throughout the school year in the Bay Area, in various elementary schools. It was hard work. It was very, very tiring, but very exciting because For the most part, these children had never seen any theater production at all. And so they were absolutely enthralled.
I think it's a great thing to turn children onto theater, so to speak.
Yes, because I went on and developed my own theater program in schools using St. George and the Dragon, the Elizabethan folk play, and putting it on as a performance using the children in the group. So we did over... Well, I lost track of 2,000 performances of St. George and the Dragon because in addition to doing it in schools, we were doing it every weekend at the Renaissance Fair. And so it was a very interesting part of my life because it became the sole income that I had and also the most rewarding part of my theater experience.
That's so great to hear. Now, I know that there's an artistic endowment in your name and housed at the Marin Community Foundation, and income from that benefits the Marin Shakespeare's artistic program. Tell me a bit about that.
Well, I know about it because I was on stage as a guest when it was announced to the public. But apart from that, unfortunately, I've not been kept in touch with developments there. So I actually know more. I know less about it than you do.
Well, I'll find out some and I'll let you know.
Yes, great.
Tell me, what do you think of the state of theater now?
Professional theater has achieved a standard of performance which is actually more carefully staged, beautifully written. I think we've got a huge amount of absolutely wonderful theater being presented now, and this is largely because of the advances in theater technology. The staging, the design of the sets, design of the lights, the standard of performance, all of these has immensely improved, in my experience, in the theater of this part of the world.
Seen any shows recently that you particularly liked?
Yes. We saw Kiss Me, Kate at 6th Street Theater, which was a brilliant production, fast-moving, accurate, musically absolutely wonderful. And I was very, very impressed with the standard of performance.
Yeah, so was I. They're doing a good job up there, aren't they, at 6th Street?
They really are, yeah. I think they've got a couple of guys who are now running it and are very experienced. And they're obviously doing a very good job in terms of presentation standards and directing and performing.
On the community theater level, I thought that the show that I saw you at the other night was also terrific, To Kill a Mockingbird, and that's actually been extended at Ross Valley Players. First time they've extended a play in many years.
Well, great. I'm just delighted. That's wonderful. They had 150 people on preview night for that show.
That's right.
Which was absolutely astonishing.
It was. It's been a big success for them. Why do you think that is? Do you think it's the play or the times? What about that play is it that you think that resonates with the audiences?
Well, you know, it deals with a topic which can be negative in many ways, but which can also be turned around to be a really great and positive experience for people. In other words, you know, the whole business of the color bar, the sense of latent racism that exists, and putting on a play that deals with that kind of topic in that kind of way without being in any sense punitive or critical or overcritical is a really great contribution to the way we live in this country. And I'm talking now as a Brit, you know, because I'm not an American. And I have witnessed some of these conflicts either develop or come to a head, you know, with some kind of tragedy, or being understood and being soothed over by intelligent communication. And I think this play does that.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's a wonderful play. For a play that's so old, it's very modern somehow.
Exactly, yes.
So, what's going on up in Sonoma County? You live in Sonoma County these days, right?
Right, yes.
Working in some theater there?
No, I have retired.
John, you're only 88 years old. Why are you retiring?
It's mainly a matter of the fact that I get out of touch with contemporary trends in theatrical expression, which sounds a bit pompous, but actually it's quite correct. And one has problems with memory, remembering names, for example. So it becomes quite difficult to have the sort of enthusiasm and vitality that one really requires for a successful director.
Are you doing any teaching?
Yes, I mentored a student in Sonoma, and he was doing a presentation for his class, excerpts from Shakespearean plays, which he had chosen. Unfortunately, he has MS, and so he found it difficult to express himself because of his physical limitations. So it was a very interesting challenge to be able to draw that out of him to the point where he could stand up in front of the rest of the school and make a presentation, which was very exciting and original, inventive, and very adventurous for him personally. That was a good opportunity to express all kinds of things, history, knowledge of the history of the theater, techniques of performing Shakespeare, the way to use the line, the way Shakespeare envisaged the use of words, that sort of thing.
Is that what first attracted you to Shakespeare?
Initially, yes. I had the great pleasure of being able to do a scene from Merchant of Venice in my final year at high school. And I played Shylock in the trial scene. And I got a standing ovation from the audience. And that was such a thrilling moment in my development as a potential performer.
Certainly one of the great roles, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, John, it's a delight talking to you. I haven't had the opportunity to speak to anybody who is so steeped in the theater as you are, especially in the Bay Area. And continued success to you, and thanks again for being on the show today and taking me on a field trip.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Good to hear from you.
Thanks, John. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining me today on The Field Trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet with the fabulous Marin sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet featuring Matt Clark. Please remember The Field Trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on Comcast, cable channel 26, on your computer at radiosausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends. And if you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.